B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Tamara?
Yes.
How can we help you, ma'am?
Oh my God, yeah. I was actually calling because I went out on a date with this guy that I really liked. We had such a great time, and we've been dating for a little bit. And I have not been able to find him for a while now. I met him because I'm a tattoo artist. I met him during a session.
Mm-hmm.
And I normally do not mix business with pleasure, but we had this connection. So we went out. We hit it off. He's really cool. And now I'm just kind of wondering where the heck he disappeared to.
Okay, well, what happened the last time you guys hung out?
We basically just hung out with drinks, and I did, in fact, meet his mother, and she was really nice.
Ooh, kind of early?
Yeah, I mean, but it just so happened that, you know, we were all out at the same time after work.
Okay.
So, you know, we just, it's like a quick high. It wasn't anything formal, anything like me going over there for dinner or anything
okay.
like that.
Okay. Now, if you had to guess what you did to turn him off, what would you say?
I honestly don't know. I mean, sometimes men run when they get too close to a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And we were getting close pretty fast.
Okay.
That's usually not how it turns out here, though.
Yeah. Yeah. So he has commitment issues.
I'm sure that's what it is.
Okay, madam. Hang on. We'll try and call him next, okay?
Now back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, we just spoke to Tamara. She met this dude, Ronnie. Actually, she does tattoos. Ronnie went in for a tattoo. And even though she usually doesn't mix business and pleasure, he wooed her. And they got to know each other, and they hung out, and they liked each other. And now Ronnie doesn't like her because he's not getting back to her. So, Tamara, though, she's very honest with herself. And she's like, you know what? It's probably commitment issues. Maybe I got a little too close too fast. It's definitely nothing that I did that probably made him freak out and run as far away. Move from Massachusetts. Definitely not that. It's commitment issues. So we're going to try and call him right now and see if he's there. Okay, Tamara?
Hello?
Hi, is this Ronnie?
Yes, Sam.
Ronnie, it's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9. It's the Get Up Crew. Can I just explain to you why we're calling? It's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
It's a very good thing. So I just explain. We got your phone number from a lady who really, really likes you. Now, you know who she is, and I'm going to tell you her name, but first let me just explain what she wants. She thinks that you guys have a chemistry and would love to go on a date with you so you guys can get to know each other better. So the reason we're calling you is we're willing to pay for the date. Okay, so basically you pick whatever restaurant you'd like to go to. You pick the day.
I'm not trying to pay for anything.
Wow. No. We'll pay for everything. You tell us when, where, we'll pay, buy as many drinks as you want, eat as much as you want, we'll cover the whole thing. Worst case scenario, you eat a lot of good food, you drink a lot of good alcohol, and you don't hit it off with this girl.
Oh. All right. Okay.
So, what's your reaction when I say the name Tamara?
I mean, if it's the one I'm thinking of, that girl was rude as hell.
She was rude?
What?
Yeah.
Well, when we spoke to her, she said that, if anything, you're afraid of commitment. She didn't think that she was rude to you.
Well, I met her getting a tattoo done.
Yeah.
And, you know, I brought my mom in to go get her tattoo done for her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And she wouldn't do her piece. She refused to do it because my mom's too fat.
What?
Huh? I'm confused.
Oh, my God.
Hold on a second. Okay, yeah, wait. Ronnie, like, hold on. Tamara's on the phone and she heard that. Tamara.
Are you serious right now?
Did you say his mom is too fat for a tattoo?
First of all, I didn't even say that in front of you. I had a private conversation with your mother.
You told his mother that she was too fat?
Oh, my God.
Okay, wait,
let me clear this up because it looks really bad right now. And that is, those are not the exact, please. This is not exactly what happened.
Okay, let's let Tamara talk because I need to hear how she's going to clean up telling Ronnie's mom that she's too fat for a tattoo. Go ahead, the floor is yours.
Okay, first of all, Ronnie, your mother wanted a dick pic on the inside of her thigh with an X on it.
This is getting better.
His mother said that she was done with men and she wanted anyone who even tried to know, okay? I'm supposed to draw a dick pic permanently on her inner thigh, very close to something I do not want to be close to, okay? And not to mention, yes, she's a big woman, okay? Nothing against voluptuous women, but sometimes people don't clean properly down there.
Listen, you're supposed to be a professional. She is an independent woman. She wants whatever the she wants on her thigh, just tattoo it on her. What's the problem?
Oh, my God. It's just not something that I like to do in general, but to somebody's mom, I'm dating a dick pic.
It's closer to the Ghostbusters logo than a dick pic.
It's not going to look like a dick when the folds lie where they do, okay?
Let's get back to it. Ronnie, would you like another dinner or a date with Tamara? Maybe you guys could talk it out personally and figure out, you know, something that you could do.
No, I'm not going out with her.
You know, I'm pretty good myself now, hearing that you're okay with this. This is exactly why I don't f*** clients.
Jeez.
Well, I mean, you do f*** clients because you f*** me.
Okay,
but,
then.
You know.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10s.
Wearing a mask in public is it's a good thing all around. It's good for health reasons. It's being courteous. It also helps you if you have bad breath or doesn't. Listen to tomorrow's second date update on the 10s and you're immediately going to go for the mouthwash and the toothbrush.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.